Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad John Herman is with us, ladies and gentlemen. John L. Herman Jr., which is his name, and that's the name on his book, but he says his really good friends can call him Herman, and he's decided that we can be his really good friend. He is the author of The Innkeeper Tales. He is the guy who calls himself the failure guru. He says he's failed at more things than most people have tried. And I don't want to go toe-to-toe with him on that, but I could probably stand in there pretty well, blow for blow, on that topic myself. So we're going to get him in here and see what he has to say and see if I can compare notes with him. Herman, welcome to the show.
Jim, it's my pleasure to be with you.
It's good to have you here. Thank you for being here. Congratulations on your book. Now, you actually have two books out, right?
I do. The second book just came out last week. It's called Hermanisms, and as soon as we clear the line, I'll messenger one right up to you.
All right. Sounds good. I like that. You know, I love I love this quote, and I've always attributed it to Thomas Edison. Maybe you would know more about this, but this is a little bit of a paraphrasing of a little bit of a dusting up of the way he said it, I think. But the quote is, failure is successfully identifying what doesn't work. What do you think about that?
I think it's probably right on the money. Jim, I've had the pleasure and sometimes misfortune of working with 1,000 business owners who were all losing money. All of them failures at the time I walked in the door.
Yeah.
So I do come by my title of the failure guru, honestly. I've owned and operated 21 companies. 6 of them did not do well, including a publicly trading company that was 20 times the opening price, products of the year, growing like a weed, and we ran out of gas and crashed and burned. And that put me in the failure business.
Did you succeed yourself out of business on that one?
Well, actually, I took those lemons and I made lemonade. We were growing so fast we couldn't support the growth, and we
had a great base of a company.
But we, you know, some of the key factors in most companies that do go under is that undercapitalization to make it to the finish line. It's one of the keys I think that people miss when they're out.
That's what I call succeeding yourself out of business.
Exactly right.
You see somebody walking down the street. If you see a former business owner walking down the street and they've got this deer in the headlights look on their face, or they look like, you know, somebody just hit them with a Mack truck and they want to know if you got the driver's license or the license plate number. Those are people who succeeded themselves out of business. Yesterday they were on top of the world. Today they're out of business.
Exactly. And the key factor in determine whether or not those people are true entrepreneurs is whether they get up and try again. Dust yourself off, wipe your hands on your pants pocket, and make something new happen the next day.
Well, regardless of how you, and that's well said, Herman, and regardless of how you fail, if you fail because you were being so successful, you were just undercapitalized, you didn't understand how to fund, that you had to fund growth, or if you fail because you just put together a bad business model, or something like that, regardless of how you fail, you've got to learn. You've got to figure out how to learn from those, don't you, if you're going to continue?
Well, you do. And you and I have something in common. We both have owned a bed and breakfast. I still have mine in Baltimore.
I'm glad to say that my reference is in the past tense.
Okay. And you know that when you're sitting around the breakfast table at a bed and breakfast, people share some of their most private thoughts, even things they won't tell their best friend because they don't think they're ever going to see you again. I managed to write a first book, The Innkeeper Tales, about people who came to the inn, shared their life stories, and as it turned out, each one had a story of how they failed at something, but what they did to overcome it. Mm-hmm. So I put that book together, along with my business career, and have come up with Hermanisms, which try to help people understand that you're going to make mistakes. How do you know when to get out? How do you overcome the negative and the failure and get to the success line? We don't teach failure in school. We just teach if you do these things, you're going to succeed. And yet 60% of all companies go under.
Well, in fact, the new statistic right now is that 50% of small businesses fail in 4 years. 10 years ago, that number was in 5 years. So failure has increased for small businesses by a rate of 20%, which is alarming to me. And one of the things that I like to point out to folks is that, I tell folks that failure is the harness made of success. I don't think you can really measure true success if you've never failed before. What do you think?
Well, I completely agree. I think that I look at failure different from other people, and I'm sure you do. I don't consider it failure if I learn something from the effort, because sometimes what you get from the failure is worth more than what you thought you were going to make out of that deal.
Absolutely.
So you have to take the negative, look at it in a positive way. Milton Hershey was run out of three cities with three candy companies that went broke. Thankfully, he didn't quit, because I like my Hershey bars.
Exactly. Well, you know, look at Henry Ford's story. I mean, I think he'd already bankrupt a couple of times before he got to his story. And he didn't invent perfect the assembly line until he was 51 years old. Think about that.
I think every small business owner out there needs to understand that their problems are common, not unique, that there are other people who have experienced some of those same things, and that if they can get into a few books and read and learn something or share ideas with other entrepreneurs who have been down their road, they might take a different attitude and get closer to success faster.
But people fear failure, don't they?
They do have a fear of failure, and I always tell them failure isn't fatal. They don't line you up and shoot you or take your kids away from you. You lose two things when you have a business failure. You lose some time and you lose some money. You also learn a great deal. So how do you translate that into maybe the next success? And it might have to be a 2 or 3 step process. You might have to go to work for somebody else for an interim until you can regain your footing and then venture off into the next new thing.
But one of the things that people don't think about that is available in the marketplace, and that's redemption. You know, you can redeem employees, you can redeem yourself. If you make a mistake, the marketplace will give you the opportunity to redeem yourself, won't it?
Oh, it absolutely does. And we see repeated times over and over and over again where something that doesn't work, that guy pops up somewhere else and becomes a success. I mean,
right.
Donald Trump's got some bankruptcies under his belt, but people don't like to talk about those.
That's right. Hey, Herman, hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break, folks. We're going to be right back with Herman, John L. here, Herman, the author of The Innkeeper Tales. And he and I will be back in a minute. We're going to talk about some different ways to fail so that they don't seem so frightening. Stay with us. 20 after. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And when you get there, also check out our blog, which is right there on the homepage, or you can go to jimsblog.biz. John Herman, ladies and gentlemen, is with us. He is the author of Hermanisms, as well as The Innkeeper Tales. And he says we can call him Herman. And Herman, why don't you give us your website and tell us where your books are available, please?
They're available at theinnkeepertales.com or hermanisms.com, H-E-R-M-A-N-I-S-M-S. And they can get them at bookstores and they can get it at Amazon. They're all over the country at this point. Anywhere they look, they can try to find it. It can be ordered.
And theinnkeepertales.com, right, is one of the sites.
Correct.
And now the Hermanisms, the book, that's the brand new one. We're actually launching that book on the show today, aren't we?
You are. It just came out last week. There's 77 axioms for business and life in there. The key principle, you talked that just before the break about, you know, ways to fail or things that you can look for to fail successfully. First thing I talk about in Hermanisms is a concept called skeptators. We all have skeptical spectators that hold us back. So I tell people to beware of the skeptators and let the information that the naysayers filter into your head, your spouse, your relatives, your cousins, your friends, But at the same time, you got to trust yourself if you really want to make it in the business world. The second thing I wanted to convey.
One thing I'd like, let me stop you for a second, Herman.
Sure.
One thing I'd like to point out is there's another kind of person that you got to watch out for, and those are the againstivists.
The againstivists, that's good.
A friend of mine calls them againstivists. You know, they're always going to be against something.
They absolutely are. The second thing I look at with failure is I was a jet pilot many years ago, and they taught us well that if the engine quits, you can't be thinking over a half an hour what to do, because by then you've hit terra firma. So
right.
I look at the failure issues and say, consider it that you're in an airplane and something bad has just happened. You've got to analyze the situation immediately. You got to take control of it in some way, and you got to plan to land and get out safely. People stay too long in failed businesses and make the hole bigger when they hit the ground.
My experience with that, Herman, I completely agree. I've seen so many times when people, when their business was going down, and they actually, there was a moment when they could get out and not be, and it wouldn't have been too bad. Maybe they even could get out with some money because they built it up over the years, and they didn't, you know, rather than put their equity back in the business, it was obviously going down. But entrepreneurs are pathological optimists, Herman.
Absolutely. It's tough
to make us believe that we can't make it.
And yet there are some road signs. I mean, if you've done everything that you can do that you control and the external forces are still working against you, that's a big road sign saying that right now your business is not going to work. So when you see those things happening and there's nothing you can change internally, it's time to move on before you sink more back into the pit.
One of my mentors had a saying that I loved, and I use it every day almost. And I think if your business is having a tough time, you need to ask yourself these two questions every day. Do I have a fighting chance, or do I just have a chance to fight?
Great sayings.
Isn't that great? I mean, it's
I ask people every day, did you move the ball down the field, or are you just running from sideline to sideline?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. All right, what's next?
Well, I think that people need to recognize that they have to do things in extreme measures when you are in an extreme dangerous situation. And too many people fall asleep on the switch and take too long to act.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they need to pursue avenues to get out if you want to fail successfully and try to save a nickel for the rainy day. Try to get out where you still haven't tossed everything back in. I know every entrepreneur who has succeeded can tell me stories where they stayed way too long, myself included, and it takes that much longer to get back to success.
I had a friend who had a 300-person business that was in an industry that was really going down the tubes, and he stayed 5 or 6 years too long and just to try to save jobs, try to save the jobs of his loyal employees. He was very noble. If he'd gotten out when it was obvious that things weren't going to work, he'd have walked away with enough money to retire on. As it turns out, he's had to take a job somewhere else. He still lost his business.
And the workers still ended up going down the tube. So,
people
do that. Now, the stress that gets to owners who are in those situations, I'll tell you a quick story. This is how bad it can affect you. I had one guy who was hurting for money and needed it badly for his business, and his mother was very well off. She had all the money in the family. Now, she was 93 years old. She was rich. She was blind, and she was in a wheelchair. And he woke up every day and said, is this the day I push her down the steps?
Yeah.
The stress factor can really get to you, and when it gets that bad, it's definitely time to get out.
Now, that's exactly right, and you know, it's very important that decision, though, Herman, the point where a small business owner says it's time to get out, that's a very hard thing to come by. But on the other end of the spectrum, you also have to not be afraid to fail. One of the ways to fail successfully, I think, Herman, is to make small decisions, not wait till they get to be big decisions. That way, when you fail, you've made a small failure. What do you think, quickly?
Oh, I trust that completely. I tell myself that if you can plan what you're going to do today, and at the end of the day you accomplished all that, even if you didn't move forward very far, you had a successful day.
Right.
So you do have to micromanage. But then you have to step back, look at the big picture, and make sure you are going in the right direction, because the quicksand will get you every time.
Check your position. Herman, thank you for being here. John L. Herman, Jr., ladies and gentlemen. Thanks a lot, Herman. We'll see you next time.
Hermanisms.com. Thank you, Jim.
There you go. Got to go. Quick break. Right back after these messages with Bob Nagin. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.